You're listening to SBS News.
In February, Omicron cases were at an all-time high. More than 1.5 million people had been infected, as millions more queued for testing. But a recent survey of blood donors found the real rate of infection to be much larger than records revealed. Professor John Kaldor from the Kirby Institute says the real figure was likely double what had originally been recorded.
So we did the survey of blood donors at the end of February this year, and at that point there had been over 1 million recorded cases of COVID, which represents a percentage of the Australian population that was substantial, but we found out that through this survey that at least twice as many people had probably been infected.
The survey examined 5,000 samples from blood donors looking for antibodies specific to infection, not vaccination. It found by the end of February, at least 17% of the population had recently been infected. Among younger age groups, that figure rose to 27%.
The people in the younger age groups, the young adults, because these are all blood donors, so have to be over 18, but those who are in their 20s or 30s had much, much higher infection rates than people who are in their 50s, 60s or 70s. And that was consistent with the patterns that we'd seen in reported cases.
The highest proportion of antibodies were found in Queensland, followed by Victoria and New South Wales, while the lowest levels were in WA. The reason for the disparity is threefold. Professor Christine McCartney from the National Centre for Immunisation Research and Surveillance explains.
That's for a few reasons. Not everyone goes and gets tested when they're unwell. Sometimes testing has been challenging to access. And as you mentioned, some people will be asymptomatic. So up to 30 to 40% of people are asymptomatic. Particularly, there'll be milder illness if you are vaccinated.
Experts say the true extent of infection across the community may never really be known because it's unclear how long antibodies remain in the body and not all are picked up through testing. But as a COVID-weary public gets accustomed to regular infections, experts like the Australian Medical Association's Dr. Chris Moy say it's still essential for people to continue getting tested.
What we don't want is too many people infected at the same time and for people to unknowingly spread it to other people. So at the moment, there still is a reason because our issue is that we are still having about 3,000 people in hospital at any one time across Australia. So it's putting an enormous pressure on the health system at the moment. So really, the slowing it down so people who are positive, know they're positive, do the right thing, don't spread around too quickly. Also, that their contacts can respond appropriately.
Meanwhile, another team of researchers at Queensland Health and QIMR Berghofer are trying to determine why people have widely varying immune responses to the COVID-19 vaccine and the virus itself. Professor Janet Davies is one of the experts conducting the statewide study.
We're not sequencing the whole of a person's genome. Where, if you like, taking small samples of their genome, that allows us to look at the immune response genes and factors that regulate how the immune system can respond, and in particular, you know, how antigens and infectious agents that we come across in our life are sampled, if you like, and presented to the immune system to respond. So we will be doing that because it is a major determinant of how our immune system functions.
People who've had a vaccine or booster within the past 3 months are being asked to sign up for the COVAX study. Tina Quinn, SBS News.